Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. I have a special offer for my listeners. You can get my new course at carriebutlercoach.com/Broadway Podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Once I played a penny who just couldn't stop the beat. Yes, with roller skates on her feet. A girl who loved to bees. A girl who's recently deceased.
Welcome back to Breaking Broadway. I had a lot of questions about what it's like to be a child actor, and who better to ask but the amazing Presley Ryan and her mom, Kim. So if you don't know, Presley is a huge star on TikTok, but before she was a huge star on TikTok, she was on Broadway in Fun Home. She has done out-of-town tryouts with Beaches, my favorite movie. I can't believe I didn't get to see you in that. Dream role. Also, she played another one of my dream roles. She was in Annie. I'm so jealous. She's done TV, Orange is the New Black, Difficult People, and she was also many different roles, but the starring role in Beetlejuice, Lydia, with me. And she is a delight. Her mom is a delight. They managed to be super professional and also still childlike and in a world filled with adults. So I thought you'd be the perfect guest for today. Thank you guys so much for being with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us.
So Presley, I'll start with you. When did you know that you wanted to be an actress?
I've always loved performing and like being on stage since I was little. It was just like always something that was so much fun for me. And I would always like sing in the shower, sing around the house. And I remember like in preschool, we would have these like Shabbat like services, and I would just like scream on the top of my lungs so that everyone could hear me. And like they would invite me up there and be like, okay, it's okay. You can like come up and sing for everyone. And I started taking classes outside of school, and it was just always something that I did kind of as an extracurricular like hobby, I guess you could say. And then one of my acting teachers who I had worked with a long time ago was like, you should audition for Matilda. And that was my first professional audition. And I didn't think anything would come out of it. And I ended up getting a call back. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is something that I could actually start doing professionally. And ever since then, I've just been auditioning, working. And yeah, it's been a crazy ride.
And Kim, did you take her to the theater as a young age, or was anybody in your family in the theater?
No, nobody has any talent like Presley. We don't sing, we don't dance, we don't act. Her father's like outgoing personality and funny. So she probably picked up a little bit of that from him. He's a little theatrical. personality, but no. Yeah, it was just something that Presley always really liked to do. So we followed her lead and yes, took her to every single, class. And then, you know, when she started auditioning, you know, it's been a juggling situation.
Yeah.
So mostly me, sometimes my husband, sometimes a babysitter, sometimes we juggle with other parents of kids who are doing the same thing. If we could arrange a carpool, we always love that.
And what were the first thoughts you had when she said she wanted to do this professionally, or when did you see it and think, oh, she should do this professionally?
Yeah, we were not, we kind of felt that it was something that we were not interested in pursuing. it took a really long time for this acting teacher that Presley had mentioned earlier. You know, it was an extracurricular. She would do shows at the JCC. She would take these classes, like these little, you know, toddler and little kid musical theater classes. And you know, the teacher would call and say, oh, you know, they're auditioning for Annie on Broadway. And I'd be like, no, thank you. No, we're not really interested in that. Like, the JCC here, you know? And, you know, they would say to Presley, like, don't you want to be an Annie on Broadway? And she'd be like, yes, yes, I do. And she would come home and be like, Mom, I would like to do this. And I'd be like, no, you're good. You're good where you are. Like we don't, you know, it's like, I had a little bit of an idea of what the process would be like for an open call, that it was going to be, you know, long, hours of waiting to be seen for a couple of seconds and then probably never hear another word back. So, I didn't think that that was something, that we wanted to do. Plus I work, my husband works, I have three children. So I didn't see how, you know, that juggling all of that was going to fit into our lives. So we said no. And then, Presley was persistent and this teacher was persistent. And then like Presley said, finally convinced us to take her to this big open call for Matilda, on Broadway. That was, I don't know, Presley must have been 8 years old. It was before that had...
I think I was...
Seven.
I may have been seven or eight.
Wow. Yeah, she was tiny, like little. And we brought her and then, you know, we started getting some feedback that this was something that, you know, she could probably be successful at. And it was something she really wanted to do. So it was her thing. We followed her lead and here we are.
Yeah. You're just like my mom. Cause my mom always wanted me to have a normal childhood. And, I had to beg her just like Presley. It's cause it's a full-time job for the parents. So parents out there, it is a lot of work for you.
Yes.
If you're thinking about it.
Truth.
So did you have an agent like right away? What happened after that Matilda audition?
At that time, after the Matilda audition, we realized that she would need an agent if she wanted to pursue this. So we took her to one of these, there's a bunch of like Broadway acting schools programs in New York City. A bunch of them have these agent manager showcases where...
Oh yeah, let's name them for the people. Like is it One-on-One and Actors Connection, or are there other ones for kids?
Oh, she was with a Class Act.
Yeah, a Class Act.
Oh, Class Act. Okay.
Yeah. So they put you in front of about 20 agents and managers. They give you, you know, you sing you know, a little bit of a song.
It was like a 32 bar cut of a song. And then I did like a monologue and it's like in a room of like 25 different agents and managers. And, we heard back from quite a few and that's kind of how I started working with an agent. And ever since then, like I started auditioning like tens like of auditions per week. And then, that was kind of how I moved into the industry, like professionally, I guess you could say.
Were you nervous that time performing in front of all those agents and managers?
Oh, so nervous. I remember like we were, because it was, there were like hundreds of kids doing the showcase and I was the first one to go.
Oh my gosh.
For some reason, I'm always the first one to go. I have no idea why, but I was so nervous. I don't think I had ever been more nervous in my life. And I like remember like sitting outside of the room, like with my mom being like, oh, we need to go somewhere else. Like, let's leave and not be here right now. But, you know, I went in and like, this always happens. But like the second you walk into a room like that, like whether it's an audition room or like something where you're singing in front of a lot of people, like as soon as I start singing or as soon as I start doing my monologue, like all the butterflies kind of just like fly away. It's like a weird, crazy thing that happens.
Wow. I don't think that happens to everyone. That's awesome that it happens to you. And do you have any tricks for getting over nerves or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess in Beetlejuice, I would always get really nervous before Dead Mom. And I had like a 20-minute break. So I would always just like play my favorite song and just like dance around. I don't know why, but moving around and like kind of just like not thinking about what you're about to do kind of helps you just feel more loose. And like once you get on stage, like you're not really thinking about it. And then like kind of the nerves just are something that kind of become something that's more in the back of your mind versus like something that you're constantly thinking about.
Yeah, I do the same thing. That's so smart. Because otherwise, those voices in your head are like, you're going to mess up right now. You know, like, and yeah. You won't go away unless you start like focusing on like, stop, be quiet, you.
Exactly. You have to silence the nerves.
Yes, yes.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Talk a little bit about what it's been like balancing school and being in shows.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely something that I struggled with a lot in the beginning because you have an 8-show week and then you have, and then I would have school 5 days a week as well. So, once we started rehearsals, I really couldn't go to school because we would be in rehearsals from like 10 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. So, for the rehearsal process and tech process, and when we were out of town, I had a tutor. And so we would do like 3 hours of school, 5 days a week, and I would just try and fit in everything in. And for me, that was actually pretty great because I was like one-on-one with a tutor, like working directly. So we were able to get a lot done and that like wasn't too stressful. But then as soon as we were up and running in the city, I would have to go to school during the day and then come to the show at night. So it was definitely a lot to balance in addition to like homework and projects. And then like, I go to performing arts school. So we would have acting scenes and stuff like that, that we would have to do. And I would have a partner for that. So, and like, you have to work with your partner outside of class. So there was definitely like a lot of stuff that I had to juggle on top of the show. But over time, it was something that I kind of got used to and was able to balance a little bit better.
I mean, you must be exhausted. You get home so late and then you have to get up so early in the morning for school.
Oh, yeah. No, I was like super tired all the time. I remember like I had like an English class for like the first two periods of school. And then like third period, we had like, it was like kind of a free period, but like not really. And I would always take naps during third period. Like I remember like falling asleep during that class.
And just so everybody knows, the production is the one who provides you with the tutor, right? Because they're required by law to give you a tutor if you're in a show. Mm-hmm. And what did you do during Fun Home? Because you weren't in the same school then, were you?
I was. I've been going to this school since sixth grade, but during Fun Home, it was kind of the same process, except I was an understudy, so I wasn't on stage during the show. So I actually had a lot of time to like do my homework and do stuff like that during the show. So it was actually a little easier to balance versus like in Beetlejuice, I was on stage. So there was no time to do like any homework or anything during the show. Like occasionally I would get in a little math assignment during intermission, but for the majority of the time, like there, I would have to do my homework like when I got home.
Wow. And were you working and going to like regular public school for a while before, like when you first started?
Her school is a public school.
Hmm?
Her school is a public school. It's a New York City public school. It's a specialized high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the very beginning, didn't you go to not a theater school and you were doing this?
Yeah. For elementary school, I went to like a private school and it was... I started working in like fourth grade and then fifth grade, I was like working as well. So like, and this school is like so not used to having like any kids
right.
who perform at all. So it was definitely really interesting. And like, that was like the beginning of what I had ever experienced, like missing school and doing a show. So like in the beginning, it was like, I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know, like I went to my teachers and I was like, I'm going to be gone for 4 months. So can you give me the work for the next 4 months? And they'd be like, so it was definitely something that was really interesting in the beginning for sure.
So Kim, would you have to talk to the school? And
yeah, we would speak to the school, the teachers, the administration. There was a lot of coordination back and forth every week, usually with the teachers and the assignments and then getting them to her. I'm thinking, you know, when she was out of town and then we would have to like send packages or, you know, or, scan stuff in and send it and email it back. And, you know, just having everything, on time was definitely, a full-time job, that in and of itself of just trying to make sure that her school, you know, cause the especially those teachers from her private school, her elementary school were not, like she had said, they're not used to working, with on location, set teachers. And, you know, when they're ready for work, they might not always have the assignments ready. Right. So sometimes that they would build up and we would have, you know, quite a few, and then sometimes we'd have nothing and be like, okay, maybe today's a good day for a field trip.
Right.
Oh yeah.
So that's why this school is better, because they're more prepared for theater actors and or, you know, any kind of professional children.
Exactly. Correct. Like it's a professional performing arts school. So they're like equipped to like handle these students who are like on location for months at a time or in a show and like have to miss a few days here and there. So like the performing arts school I go to, like they're super great about like understanding what it's like to be in a professional production and like the work that comes along with it. So like when we did have homework, they made it so that it was doable in the time like constraints that we had.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk about, so how old were you when we went to DC with Beetlejuice?
14, I think.
14. And so you're with all grown-ups, pretty much. And you guys sent a guardian, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We sent Presley with a, because I wasn't able to accompany her for the, how long are you down there? 3 months or so?
I feel three, was two it three?
Maybe? Something like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it was an extended period of time I was working. So we hired someone who, could, essentially be her guardian, roommate, and also, I guess, be her wrangler as well on, at the theater.
And how was that for both of you?
You can go ahead.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
It was definitely interesting. I, from like a young age, like I've always been like traveling and getting around by myself. So like, I guess having a babysitter for me is like, ooh, like I like being independent, but you know, I was 14. So like, I couldn't be necessarily, but, it was cool. Cause she was like, I think she was like 18. No. She was like a younger girl. And like
she was in her mid 20s.
Yeah. And like we hung out together and we had a good time.
Yeah. I think that having most of the wranglers that Presley's worked with have been really good. And especially the ones on Broadway are very professional and they've been doing it for years. And depending on the show and how many other kids are in the show, sometimes, you know, they make it fun for them. They explain what the kids are supposed to be doing. They kind of walk them through it. They're very knowledgeable. They're almost part of the creative team. You know, they're that link between production and the families. So they play a really important role. As Presley got older and, you know, has a mind of her own, I think it became a little bit more difficult, especially like she said, it's when she was the only one and then it was one person, on her. And that felt maybe a little bit constraining, yeah. I guess, as you get older. But for the most part, I think she's had really great wranglers and really good experiences.
Was it so weird? I guess it's like going to summer camp, right? Like sending her away and being like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it's odd, but it's just part of the deal. So, you get comfortable with it relatively quickly. And, like I said, that they're super professional, they're on it, they really explain everything to you and you know everything that's going on. So you're very comfortable, leaving the kids and knowing that they're in the hands of a capable professional and that the production is really looking out for them.
And so also once rehearsals start, you're not allowed to be anywhere near the you're not allowed to be backstage.
No.
Nowhere, right?
Nowhere. No. She's a professional. This is her thing, her job. And it's just kind of, bye.
Are you ever worried that she's with crazy adult actors?
No. We've been really lucky. I mean, and plus, I am part of the process a little bit, especially in the beginning. And most of the productions are very welcoming to the families. They're welcoming to the I was at, I guess, whatever the first meet and greet was, and I'm allowed to help her set up her dressing room. So I've met.
Yes, you did such a good job at that.
Amazing job.
So, yes. Things like that where I've had, I guess if there's a party, I get to come. And so there's certain opportunities during the whole process where there are opportunities to meet everybody. And, everyone's always been super nice, professional. And Presley is very opinionated, and she would definitely let us know if there was an issue. She was very verbal and always let us know what was going on. So there was never anything to worry about.
That's good. To hear more from Presley and what it's like working with all of these crazy adults, tune in next week. And spoiler alert, there will be some special guests. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast and want more episodes, please take a second to rate it. Check out my website, Carrie Butler Coach, for more info on private coaching and teaching at schools. You can follow me on Instagram, CarrieButler1, and visit bpn.fm/Breaking Broadway for all ways to listen, follow, subscribe, hear past episodes of Breaking Broadway, and find out more information.
Together, you and I are breaking Broadway.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history, Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.